You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Show. We're joined with very special guest Phaedra. Hey, how are you doing?
Hello.
We're having a chat about. Sorry. We're having a chat about the gig on Friday. You're playing with an absolutely insane lineup for Radio 1. How are you feeling for that?
Yes, no, I'm very excited. It's such a cool lineup.
Yeah. It's your first solo show, too,
right? Yes. I think the last time I played kind of a solo show was to a bunch of old people in Port Chalmers when I was 14.
Oh, awesome.
So, yep.
Long time ago.
Yes.
Yes. How are you feeling for it? Are you playing some originals, some new material, I'm going to assume?
Yes. Yeah, I think I'm going to play all originals, probably.
Fun.
All kind of, some of the stuff I've written for like an EP I'm probably going to release at some point this year.
Very exciting. Can you tell us a little bit about the originals? Like, what's your inspiration behind them, or like what artists have inspired you?
Yes. I think I've written most of the things from like probably 2023 to 2025-ish. I don't know, some of them, like, are kind of almost based on, like, fictional stuff I've created in my head, like,
fun
characters or storylines. And then the other stuff is just general life things, probably.
Mm.
I don't know, I think going into it, I really wanted it to sound kind of maybe, like, Grace Ives, but it does not sound like that at all, actually. But maybe the next thing I'll do will be a bit more electronic-y like that.
This is
definitely more just like guitar and drum machine.
Cool though.
And a little bit of synth.
Yeah, tough. What's your writing process like for your solo stuff? Like, does it differ much from like Pearly or a little like, yeah?
I think it's different to Pearly, I guess, because I'm writing like the music as well, because I think with a lot of Pearly stuff I'll write lyrics and then I'll take it to Joel and we'll make the music side of, like, the side of things more complex. But when I'm writing a song by myself, it's often just two chords on a loop. but yeah, and I think definitely a bit of a different vibe to Pearly stuff.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. That's super fun though. Do you record and like mix and stuff all by yourself as well?
I have in the past. For this EP, I recorded it all at Southlink with Mike Rowan, and also at his home studio. And so he's mixed it for me as well, which I helped a bit with. But it was definitely mostly him for this.
That is super exciting. Do you have anything you can tell us about this EP? Or, like, I don't know, do you want to do that? Or
It's going to be a 5-track EP. And I'm not sure when it's going to be released yet, because I still need to get it mastered, which costs money.
Yes.
And also my laptop is broken at the moment.
Oh, awesome.
And I really want to, like, make some little music videos.
Yeah.
But I tried to do something like that on my phone, on iMovie, and it was really difficult.
Yeah, I feel like iMovie on your phone is never a good idea. Yeah.
So I'm gonna sort out a laptop situation.
Yes.
But I'm sure, probably in the next, I'd say by April, something will be out.
That's very exciting. Hell yeah. And the Radio 1 gig on Friday that you're playing is an all-ages gig, and you've grown up in Dunedin. Have you, like, been to many all-ages gigs? Or, like, what's your, like, experience at all-ages gigs and playing them? Or
I would almost say that I've been to more all-ages gigs in the past couple of years than I did when I was under 18, because the scene just wasn't as good then. There was amped stuff, but I didn't get involved with that. I think I went to one gig at the Attic when I was about 16, mostly I think when I was underage I probably actually just snuck into gigs.
Yeah, me too.
At the Crown and Dive and stuff.
Yeah, cool. Are you excited to play an all-ages gig?
Yes, I am really excited to play an all-ages gig. I really love the all-ages scene in Dunedin at the moment. I think it's so good. So good.
It's crazy what's coming out, yeah.
Yeah, everyone is so talented.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Super, super exciting. Then I've got some silly questions. I've got, do you have any like pre or post gig like rituals that you do before or after a gig you play?
I don't know if there's anything that I like really specific that I do every time, but I definitely think just for any gig or anything similar, I probably do have like a moment to myself where I kind of am like, okay, this is going to be good. Just like be confident.
It's gonna be fine. Like,
try and internally hype myself up a bit.
Yeah. Do you have a post gig snack?
A post gig snack. probably a beer.
Yeah. That's so exciting. And I guess my last question was, what's in the works for you for 2026? But your EP, and are you planning on playing any more solo shows as well?
Yes, I'd really like to play some more. I think I might be playing at Inch Bar next month.
Oh, very exciting.
Maybe the end of February.
Nice.
The EP will be coming out once I get a few things sorted out.
A laptop.
Personally.
Nice. Very exciting. Well, thank you for coming in. Thanks for having a chat. Very, very excited to see you at Pearl Diver this Friday. Was there anything else you wanted to chat about before we wrap up?
I don't know. Just come to the gig.
Yeah.
It'll be really fun, and it's a really cool lineup.
Yes, it is. It's super, super sick. Anyway, well, yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.